Hello, this is The Flip Side. It's a.k.a. The Robbie Noel Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Bill Veith, sitting in for the great Robbie Noel today. Today is Friday, November the 2nd, 2007. I'm hosting today's program from Austin, Texas. And today I'm going to talk about, again, my favorite topic, which is money and gold and silver. And you'll have to excuse my voice. I've got either got a cold or allergies, but I've definitely got something going on. So if I sound a little nasal, that's the reason. It's a pleasure to be on the show today, and I'm really excited about it because most of you probably already know, the people who listen to this program, that gold closed today above $800 an ounce. The bid price on the open market, spot price, was $806. It was up $15.80. Silver was at $14.53 today, bid price, up 30 cents. And crude oil was up $2.39, closing at just below $96 a barrel. So what does this mean? This means an ounce of gold and an ounce of silver increased in value today? Not really. An ounce of gold was an ounce yesterday, and an ounce of gold is still an ounce today. An ounce of gold 100 years ago was still an ounce of gold. So gold has not changed in value one bit. Silver has not changed in value one bit. What's changed is the purchasing power of the Federal Reserve notes that we use to price gold and silver have declined in purchasing power. Those Federal Reserve notes are no longer worth in purchasing power what they were once worth, so it just takes a lot more of them to buy the goods and services that we need and that we buy day to day. So this is the nature of a fiat currency system. By the way, the call-in number, I know Robbie usually doesn't take calls on his show or doesn't take many. I'm willing to take any callers that call in. The call number is 1-800-313-9443. I'm actually doing the show from my home, and I don't have a screen in front of me that's showing the callers that call in, so I'm hoping that the moderator here will let me know when a caller calls in, the name and where the person is from who's calling in, so I can take the call. Okay. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Your questions or comments are welcome. You know, one thing I've been hearing today from, and in the last few days, from quite a few of the talk show hosts, is they keep saying that our government is trying to destroy the dollar and trying to destroy our economy, that this is done by design. And I have a little different take on that, because it doesn't make sense to me. Oh, I'm already hearing the music coming in. We're going into the first break. I'll finish that thought when we come back from the break. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I'm Dr. Bill V, sitting in for Robbie Noel.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials.
Hey, welcome back. Again, this is the Flip Side, the Robbie Noel Show. I'm sitting in for Robbie today. I'm Dr. Bill Veith on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before we went to break, I had started to kind of examine a concept that I've been hearing from quite a few of the talk show hosts around the Internet over the past few weeks, where they keep making the statement that our government is trying to destroy the dollar and our currency. And that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me in this sense. We also hear from the gold and silver people that the government continues to manipulate the price of gold and silver. And they're not manipulating the price of gold and silver up, they're manipulating it down. They're taking great pains to suppress the price. And why would they do that? Why would they want to suppress the price of gold and silver? Well, the reason is, if the people ever saw, were allowed to see the true value of gold and silver, they would realize the loss of purchasing power. They would realize the inflationary effects of a fiat currency system. So if gold were at its true value right now, priced in Federal Reserve notes, it would probably be upwards of $2,000 an ounce, and silver would probably be close to $100 an ounce. You know, historically, an ounce of silver bought a barrel of gold. 1 ounce of silver was equal to about what the cost of a barrel of gold of oil was. Did I say gold? A barrel of oil. So today, oil is about $96 a barrel, and that would mean silver, the real price of silver, should be around $95 to $100 an ounce. So, you know, they take great pains, not just our government, all of the central governments of the world that operate with central banks and fiat currency systems, use their paper power, the power of paper, contracts and paper currency, to suppress the price of gold and silver, because they can never allow us to see what the true price would be, because then we'd catch on quicker to how invaluable the paper currency is. So it doesn't make sense to me that our government, on the one hand, would take great pains to suppress the price of gold and silver, and then on the other hand, tried to destroy our currency at the same time. If they were really trying to destroy the dollar, they would allow the gold and silver prices to reach their true market values, and that would hasten the demise of the fiat currency, the fiat dollar. But they don't do that. So in my opinion, the government is not trying to destroy the dollar. The government is not trying to destroy our paper currency. What I think is happening is that they know, our government knows, and the people that operate our central bank, they know that a paper currency system is inevitably flawed. It's unsustainable. It's mathematically impossible to continue to pay debts and the interest on that debt when the interest is never created. It's only that the amount that's borrowed, the original principal, is borrowed into circulation, and that's what's printed into circulation or injected into circulation through electronic digits in a bookkeeping checking account. So the point is, they're not really trying to destroy it. They know they can't stop it. They know that every single fiat currency has a certain lifespan. It has a beginning period, an end period, a middle period, and an end period. And as it gets closer and closer to the end of its lifespan, the decline curve regarding its purchasing power starts to go what's called parabolic. And so they can't stop that once it starts, because the currency has been degraded now for 95 years, going on 100 years, and it's gotten more and more and more debased over time. And so right at the end game, they can't stop the process. So what they do is, if they know what stage the money system is in, the money is in the system, they can profit on it. They can profit whether it's at the beginning stage, or the middle stage, or the end stage, because they know what's occurring. It's the same. I've given this analogy before, this metaphor. When I look at the decline curves of all paper fiat currencies, they all have the same shape. The only difference is that some fiat currencies last longer than others. So the decline curve, for example, from the U.S. dollar, the U.S. Federal Reserve note started became into its being back in 1913. And so now we got 2007. We're 94 years into it. So it's had a 94-year decline curve. Now, today, a dollar will buy what 2 or 3 cents would have bought in 1913. So it's lost about 96, 97, 98% of its purchasing power. That's the same thing as saying it has used up 97% of its lifespan. So the fiat dollar is down to about the last 3% of its lifespan. Now, a lot of fiat currencies within certain countries, they may only have a 10-year lifespan or less. The dollar, the U.S. dollar, has had a longer lifespan because it has been, by government agreement and central bank agreement, it has been the reserve currency of the world. And I can explain later what that means. But suffice it to say that the U.S. dollar has had a longer lifespan than most paper currencies throughout history. But it is declining. We can see that. That's a fact. There's no argument there. The loss of purchasing power means it's declining. Now, they're not. The government is not trying to destroy the dollar. In fact, I think they're going to try to prop it up as long as they can. There's only so much they can do. So the end game of all fiat currencies is print more, print more, print more, inflate, inflate, inflate. Just like the country Zimbabwe in Africa. 10 years ago, the Zimbabwe dollar was at parity with the United States Federal Reserve note dollar. They had equal purchasing power. And today, Zimbabwe has inflation running at about 10,000% inflation per year. Actually, I've even read some places where it's even higher than that. Their inflation is so bad that now it takes over $1 million of their Zimbabwe dollars to buy a liter of gasoline. So they're only printing ink on one side of the dollar. They're not even on one side of their currency. They're not even printing ink on the other side. And they're having to pay employees at lunchtime and then again at dinner time and at the end of the day, because in that 3 or 4 hour span, the purchasing power of the Zimbabwe currency has already lost, has already declined. So basically it's getting to the point where nobody wants the paper. It's literally cheaper to clean yourself or wipe yourself with the currency than it is with toilet paper, because you take so many pieces, units of currency to purchase real goods and services. So this is the end game. Same thing that happened in the Weimar Republic in Germany in the 1920s. At the end game of the paper currency system, they print, and it takes so many of them, literally takes that wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread. Well, getting back to the metaphor I started to talk about a few minutes ago, if you were to plot, let's say I jumped up on a high bar, and I'm hanging there, and I'm just hanging from the high bar. Now, I'm going to have a fatigue curve. I'm going to have a certain fatigue level. And if you plotted that curve, you would see a pattern to the curve. The first minute, you'd probably see a fairly flat curve. I wouldn't fatigue too much in the first minute, maybe a little bit. But then from minute one to minute two, that decline curve, that fatigue curve, you'd start to see a steeper and steeper slope as I'm getting more and more tired. From minute two to minute three, now the slope is getting really steep. And then all of a sudden, at some point, maybe after minute three, I drop off the bar. I can't hang there anymore. I'm gone. Okay? If you look at that fatigue curve and look at the same curve plotted on a declining currency, you'll see they have the same shape. They have the same shape. A fiat currency, at first, it holds its value pretty well for a while. The United States Federal Reserve note held value fairly well until the 1960s. It declined, but then all of a sudden in the 60s, when we jacked up the welfare state and there was more and more government borrowing, that we had the welfare warfare state going on the heels of World War II, printing more and more currency, you can see the decline curve, the shape starting to get steeper and steeper. And then in 71, when we completely went off gold backing of our dollar and stopped redeeming our dollars for gold worldwide, you can really start to see the decline of the dollar. And from 71 till now, the curve has gotten very, very steep, and it appears that it's almost ready to go parabolic. It's almost ready to where that guy is going to drop off the bar. But getting back to my metaphor, if we were plotting my true fatigue curve, it would be the shape that I just gave you. But let's suppose somebody was off at a distance and they're watching me hang there, and I asked them to plot my fatigue curve. Well, they're not going to plot an accurate curve because they don't know how long I've been hanging there. They can't see how tired I'm getting. So all they know is I'm hanging there, I'm doing fine. They may have a real flat curve. They might not have much of a slope at all. So all of a sudden, when I fatigue enough that I drop off the bar, it's going to surprise them. It's going to surprise them. So that's the same thing that's happening with mainstream America out there observing our dollar. They're not seeing the fatigue. They're not seeing the decline. They know that it'll still buy them their golf clubs and their membership at the country club and their meals out at out at Fridays, or their coffee at Starbucks. And so they're not seeing the true decline curve, but it's still occurring. The truth is still there. You can't get rid of the truth. And we're coming up to a break here, and I'll finish this thought when we come back on the other side.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, welcome. We are back. This is the Flip Side, the Robbie Noel Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Bill Veit, sitting in for the great Robbie Noel today. Okay, so we kind of finished up on that concept about what's going on with our money and the fatigue curve, and I don't think the government is trying to destroy it. I think they couldn't stop its destruction if they wanted to, because it's been in a destructive path for 95 years, and it's getting towards the end game, and there's nothing you can do to stop a fiat currency once it runs its course. So let's get on to another concept here. How is money created in the United States? You know, when I was a kid, my parents used to tell me, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, you know what? For some people, a very few people, central bankers, it's better than that. It grows out of thin air. It's created out of nothing. But there is a mechanism that brings it into existence. And let's go through that mechanism in a simplified fashion. We really don't have money in this country. We have book credit. Credit and debt is the way the country works. And really the whole world's money supply is based on credit and debt, not money. No country in the world has a central bank that uses gold and silver. They all use paper fiat currency. So in this country, let's say our government needs money. They don't get it all from taxing. In fact, most of what's paid, if not all of what's paid in our federal income tax, None of that goes to pay for government services or roads or anything. What the money that the IRS collects goes to pay back the interest on the debt from when the money is borrowed into circulation. That's the profit to the bankers. And the IRS is the collection arm of the Federal Reserve. They collect the money, the interest that was created on the debt where the money was printed out of nothing. And it's the biggest scam in the world. It's a fraudulent system. It's evil. It has to fail, and it will fail every time. But the people that are always hurt are the masses. And it's always the elites that are part of the system that benefit from it, and they want to keep it going. So it's important for us to understand how money, debt, and credit really works in this world in order to protect ourselves from the monetary collapse that is inevitable. Okay, let's say our government wants to borrow money. And since they don't get it from the IRS taxes, where do they get it from? Well, they can go to the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a private corporation, and they can give them they can type up a bond. And what's a bond? It's an IOU. It's a promise to pay back whatever is borrowed. So the government types up a bond, sends it over to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, now they call it, they say the Federal Reserve buys government securities. They say the Federal Reserve buys the bond. Okay, so how does the Federal Reserve buy the bond? They buy the bond by typing up a check and sending the check to the Treasurer of the United States. Okay, now the Treasurer endorses the check and sends it back to its own account at the Federal Reserve where the check is deposited. Okay, now the government can start writing its own checks and paying bills off of this account. Now, isn't that great? The government sends a bond to the Federal Reserve. Okay, the government creates a liability, a debt. Okay, the Federal Reserve buys this bond. That's an asset to the Federal Reserve on their books. That bond on their books is an asset to the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve monetizes the government debt By literally typing up a check, creating the money out of nowhere to send the check over to the treasurer. Okay, now the treasurer deposits that back into the its own account at the Federal Reserve. Now the deposit is a government asset. The deposit itself is now an asset, and that is a liability on the books of the Federal Reserve. So you see, you've got a government liability created. Federal Reserve asset. Now you've got a government asset and a government and a Federal Reserve liability. So you've got the old double entry bookkeeping, and so everything balances out. But the money was created out of nothing. The people that own the Federal Reserve, there's no gold or silver backing it. There's no anything. They typed up a check. Okay. Now, if our government borrows let's say they borrow $1 billion from the Federal Reserve. Well, the Federal Reserve doesn't lend them the billion at no interest. There may be 6% interest on that bond, okay? So now let's suppose, hypothetically, at the end of 1 year, the government wants to pay back the billion that it borrowed. Well, it now owes $1.006 billion because there was a 6% interest on that bond. So it can pay back the billion, but where is it going to get the $6 million to pay back the interest that was never printed into circulation? Okay, we're going to another break, and we'll finish this thought on the backside of the break. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, welcome back. This is The Flip Side on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Friday, November 2nd, 2007. I'm Dr. Bill V, sitting in for Robbie Noel. And when we left just before the break, we were talking about how the Federal Reserve creates so-called money out of thin air and then charges interest on that, the interest of which can never be paid back because the interest is never put into circulation except through more borrowing of principal. And then the debt on the interest continues to accumulate until at some point the debt load becomes so high that it can't be paid. It's the same principle as if, let's say, four people sat down to play cards, and they didn't have any cards, and they wanted to borrow cards from me. And I said, here's a deck of 52 cards, and I'll let you use it, but when you get finished, I want you to pay me interest on this. I want you to pay me back with 53rd card. So the guys play. I lend them the cards, and they play cards, and at the end of the evening, they give me the 52 cards back. Well, they don't have that other card. So where are they going to get it? They got to go borrow from some other deck of 52 to pay me back that extra card. Okay, now they're going to owe that deck a card. Now, this is what keeps going on in our monetary system. We borrow principal into circulation. The debt's never put into circulation. So now when we want to keep paying back the debt, we have to keep borrowing more and more principal. And eventually, you can see that it becomes an unsustainable system, and it always crashes. And that's not an opinion, folks. Every single paper currency in recorded history has always reached a value of zero. There's not one exception. And countries have been using and paper currency and fraudulent monetary systems forever. And they, even in this country, in these different countries, they make people use the fraudulent money by calling it legal tender. They make laws that say you have to take it. See, you don't have to have legal tender laws. If you have gold and silver, you don't have to say you have to take that. That's what people want. Or people can trade their goods and services. They can barter. Or if they want to have some medium of exchange that has a unit of account recognizability, they can coin it into money, and they can and has a store of value, and they can use that in commercial activities. But what our country did is it came along, and what other countries do, they have fiat currency, and they make legal tender laws, and they say, well, we're going to print this worthless paper, and we're going to call it legal tender. So if somebody offers it, you have, by law, you have to take it. But remember this, with legal tender, we never pay our debts. You cannot pay a debt with a debt instrument. So what legal tender laws do is they allow us to discharge the legal obligation to pay the debt, because we can't pay it since the government and the Federal Reserve stole the money from the people of the country. They stole the money. They took it out of circulation and put in this legal tender. So we can't pay our debts at law. The only thing we can do is discharge the legal obligation to pay the debt, and we do that through the use of legal tender paper. Okay, let's go back and look at the Constitution here. See what the Constitution says. Now, this part of the Constitution has never been amended. It's never been repealed. It's just been ignored. So let's look. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5. The Congress shall have power to coin money. Now, Congress doesn't have powers to do things that it's not given in the Constitution. The Constitution gives certain powers and certain disabilities to Congress. It tells them, here's what you can do, here's what you can't do. Now, if it doesn't tell them it can do it, then Congress can't do it. So it says they can coin money. Okay, now, what's money? Well, let's go down a little bit farther in Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, and it says no state shall coin money. Okay, so the states individually are not allowed to coin money. Only Congress can. Okay, and no states can emit bills of credit. Well, that's paper currency. That's a bill, just like a Federal Reserve note is a debt obligation, and it's an evidence of a debt. When there's a dollar, it means if I'm holding that dollar, it means when I turn that dollar in, somebody owes me a dollar in real money, in silver or gold. So it's just a receipt for a dollar. Okay, so but it says that no state shall coin money or emit bills of credit. Okay, or make anything but gold and silver coin a tender of payment in debts. So states are only allowed to make gold and silver coin a tender of payment in debt. Does it say states can use legal tender paper, Federal Reserve? Does it say they can use popsicle sticks? Does it say they can use anything to pay their debts other than gold and silver coin? No. And it says they can't coin it. So now the states are dependent on Congress to coin the gold and silver for the state's use, because the states aren't allowed to use anything else. Now, the Constitution doesn't say that the Congress can emit bills of credit either. It doesn't say anything about it. So that means Congress can't do it. If they're not given the lawful authority to do it, they can't do it. Okay? So, clearly in the Constitution, the only thing we're allowed to use to pay our debts is gold and silver coin. Do we do that? No. So, it's just ignored. It's never been repealed. It's never been amended. It's just been ignored, like it doesn't even exist. That's why all these politicians, judges, everybody that, you know, they're guilty of treason, because the Constitution tells them, when they take an oath to the Constitution, they're taking an oath to this document and these words right here and these concepts right here in the Constitution. Okay, now going back to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, where it says Congress shall have the power to coin money. Let me read the rest of that. And this is a lot of people get confused about what the rest of this means. It says Congress shall have the power to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and afford it coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. Okay, now when it says regulate the value thereof, a lot of people think, well, that's what happens when our dollar floats every day and has a different value against the euro or the yen or against gold and silver, that our government is somehow regulating its value. Or when our government changes the interest rates on our Federal Reserve notes, they're somehow regulating the value. That's not what regulating the value meant, because if our money is gold and silver, and the dollar is a silver dollar. It's 371.25 grains of silver. That never changes. That's a standard weight and measure. Okay? So to regulate the value of money means that they have to, Congress can establish tolerances of conformity, meaning that if the face of the coin says it's 1 ounce, or says it's a half ounce, or says it's a certain number of grams, the actual weight has to be very, very close to that. They might allow a 5/1000th of an ounce tolerance, or they might allow a few grams tolerance, because they can't get every single coin exactly perfectly right. So they allow a little bit of tolerances. That's part of regulating the value of the coinage. Okay, that's far different than what happens with our Federal Reserve notes. The other part of regulating the value of money is, remember, back when the Constitution was enacted back in 1789, the colonies were using a lot of foreign coins, a lot of foreign gold and silver. So let's say we had already, this is fact, we had already established that the dollar was going to be the same value as the Spanish mill dollar, what's called a piece of eight. That was the main coin used as a unit of account throughout the colonies. And after assaying these coins, they found that they had an average of 371.25 grains of silver. So when we created our own mints and started minting our own coins, we used the same size and weight of our own dollar, of the Spanish mill dollar, that was then current in the colonies. So our silver dollars had 371.25 grains of silver. So to regulate the value of money, they had to look at all these foreign coins, and if there's a foreign coin that, let's say it had a weight of 337.2 grains of silver, well, that would be exactly 1/10 of the dollar. So they would call that, 1/10 the value of a dollar. They might call it a dime. Or if it had, let's say it had 200 grains of silver, well, they would have to figure out what it's worth based on a dollar being 371.25 grains. Or they would figure out what that amount of gold is worth relative to our dollar. So that's what they meant by regulating the value of money, because at that time there was no paper money. If it said money, it was gold and silver coin. And it could be minted in the United States, or it could be foreign coin. So all they were looking for is the comparative weights between the different coins to figure out how much they were worth. That's what regulating the value meant. And that's why it said Congress shall have power to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and a foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. Now, that fixing the standard of weights and measures is real, real important. For example, if Congress is charged with the authority and the obligation to fix our standard of weights and measures, that means we have a lot of weights and measures that are fixed. An inch is a specific length, okay? An ounce is a specific amount of weight. A second or a minute is a specific amount of time. Now, this says that Congress has no authority to change those values. The value of an inch has to stay that same length. The value of a second has to stay the same length of time. The value of a month has to be the same length in time. Congress can't just come in and say, well, we're changing the value of an inch today. We're changing a pound today. We're changing an ounce. They can't do that. Those are fixed weights and measures. Well, guess what? Our Constitution and the following Coinage Act of 1792 fixed the dollar at a specific weight of silver, 371.25 grains. That has never been changed. Congress has no more authority to change that fixed dollar than it does to change the value of an inch or a second or a month or a year. They can't do it, and they never have done it. They've just ignored it. That's why they've never repealed this. They've never amended it. They've just ignored it. So they put us into a false monetary system. Now, a lot of people out there, and I'm probably not the audience that listens to this show, but probably your neighbors, they think, so what's the big deal? Look at all the stuff I can consume with my Federal Reserve notes. I've got the good set of golf clubs. I belong to the country club. Got this big house, nice car, computer. I'm doing great. I can consume. Well, that's fine for maybe a generation or two, because when you get on the fiat currency system, it's like having it's credit. So it's like kind of like to the nation, the Federal Reserve gave our government a credit card, and it allowed the government to borrow all it wanted into circulation. See, that's what they call our national debt. Does anybody ever talk about paying back the national debt of $9 trillion? No. Does the Federal Reserve ever ask for the money back? No. Because if we paid all the money back to the Federal Reserve, we wouldn't have a currency system. Because all the money is borrowed into circulation. Now, also, if we paid back the $9 trillion, there'd be a lot more dollars out there because a lot of the interest was borrowed into circulation. What happens to that? See, what happens is the Federal Reserve tries to soak up that extra interest that they lent out, and that's their profit, and they do that through the collection of IRS taxes. So the IRS taxes goes to pay the interest on the debt. It doesn't pay for government services. You know, there's a lot of other types of legitimate constitutional taxes that pay for the government services, and then, of course, all of the borrowing pays for the government services. But there are certain constitutional taxes that are totally lawful, totally lawful. There are certain kinds of direct taxes, certain kinds of indirect taxes. Now, the direct tax approach is never used because Congress can't tax the people directly. The direct tax is a tax on the states. Congress can't reach in, according to the Constitution, and touch individuals in the states. So a direct tax is a tax on the states, not an individual. And that hasn't been used for, I don't know, well over probably 150 years, probably since before the Civil War. But I don't want to get off topic onto taxation, because that's even a more complicated topic. And really, the topic of money is a simple topic. It's a very simple topic. The reason it seems strange to a lot of people is because it's been the best kept secret in the world. Our institutions of academia, they don't teach this. I've got a PhD. I've got two doctoral degrees, and I never learned this in any of my academic programs. I learned this about 5 years ago on my own when I started trying to, when they would always say, if you want to know what's really going on, follow the money. So I started following the money, and I followed it all the way back to how it's created out of nothing. And then I realized what a fraud it was, what a scam it was, perpetrated on the people of the world and the people of this country by a few wealthy banking interests, dynasty families. I've heard that the Rothschild family, the House of Rothschild, the Rothschild dynasty, is worth between $200 and $400 trillion. That's trillion. They talk about Bill Gates being the richest guy in the world or the country. He's a pauper compared to these central bankers. And why wouldn't they be rich when they can print the money out of nothing? So money's not important to these people. It's power. It's power. They couldn't spend all the money they've got. It's power. And that's what they're after, and that's why they're using the governments of the countries to establish a new world order and break down nation states, the power from the governments and the military, and it all comes from the power of the currency. Take away the currency, and the governments and these international bankers lose their power. They get it through the false monetary system. That's why they'll try to never let us go back to the use of honest money in gold and silver, because it takes away all their power to manipulate the markets of the world and to manipulate the governments of the world and to manipulate the militaries of the world. Let me read to you. Before today's show, I went in and I collected some quotes from some different people throughout history about this false money and banking system. Here's a quote from Robert Hempel, who was the credit manager of the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta, Georgia. And I don't have a year on this quote. It said, "This is a staggering thought. We are completely dependent on the commercial banks. Someone has to borrow every dollar we have in circulation, cash or credit. If the banks create ample synthetic money, we are prosperous. If not, we starve. We are absolutely without a permanent money system. When one gets a complete grasp of the picture, the tragic absurdity of our hopeless position is almost incredible. But there it is. It is the most important subject intelligent persons can investigate and reflect upon. It is so important that our present civilization may collapse unless it becomes widely understood and the defects remedied very soon. Okay? Now, this is a credit manager from the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta, Georgia, saying that it is the most important subject intelligent persons can investigate and reflect upon, and it's one that's never allowed to be discussed. And without the Internet, we still wouldn't be discussing it. I probably still wouldn't know about it. We'll get back and finish the last segment on the other side of this break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Okay, welcome. We are back. This is Dr. Bill V sitting in for Robbie Noel today on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before the break, I read a quote from a banker from the Federal Reserve System. Let me read another quote here. This is from a Hosea Stamp, who was president of the Bank of England in the 1920s. Listen to what he wrote. Banking was conceived in iniquity and was born in sin. The bankers own the earth. Take it away from them, but leave them the power to create deposits, and with the flick of the pen, they will create enough deposits to buy it back again. However, take it away from them, and all the great fortunes like mine will disappear, and they ought to disappear, for this would be a happier and better world to live in. But if you wish to remain the slaves of bankers, and pay the cost of your own slavery, let them continue to create deposits. Could it be said any better? They've created slaves out of all of us. We've allowed them, and we allow him to do it by what he means by creating deposits. Okay, let's look at a transaction. Let's suppose I want to buy a house, and the bank, I'm asking the bank, I need a $100,000 loan mortgage on the house. So the way this is done in our system of debt and credit and debt is I sign a promissory note to the bank, promising to pay them $100,000 over 30 years at X percent interest, 7% interest. Okay, now, as soon as I sign that promissory note and hand it to the banker, now that becomes an asset on the banker's books. He's got a promissory note. Same thing when our government hands the bond to the Federal Reserve, the bond becomes an asset. So they call it the Federal Reserve buying assets, but the Federal Reserve created the money out of nothing. Okay, the banker bought my promissory note. They accepted my promissory note. They bought it, and they deposit. They take that asset. Now they can sell that asset to the Federal Reserve, okay, and the Federal Reserve lets them put $100,000 worth of digits, 100,000 little electronic digits in their account, okay, because they just created this debt from me signing the promissory note, asset on their books, sell the asset to the Federal Reserve, and now they've created the money out of nothing again. But now it doesn't stop there. Now there's $100,000 in this account, okay, at the bank. The bank can now start lending. It only has to hold 10% of that in reserve, so it can hold $10,000 in reserve and start lending out $90,000 to different people. And then as people get those loans, they deposit those in banks. Those banks hold 10% of it on reserve and lend out the rest. So you have what's called a fractional reserve banking system that now creates new money again. So it's not only the Federal Reserve creates the initial, I call it money, creates the initial credit in the circulation, but the commercial banks do the same thing by creating more and more of the credit and adding to the inflation and adding to the money supply. So this is what this quote meant when he said that allow them to create the power to create deposits, and with the flick of the pen, they will create enough deposits to buy everything back again. Okay, let me keep going since I don't have any callers here. Let me read a few more quotes for you. It sounds like we're going to another break. Is this a break or is this the end of the – I think we're at the end of the show. Boy, that hour went fast. I didn't get to read all the quotes I wanted to read. Maybe the next time I'm on the show – hopefully gold will be over 900 or 1,000 by then, and we'll have another discussion about money and the false credit debt system the world has created. Enjoy being with you, and have a good weekend. This is Dr. Bill V saying bye.